You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Animals and all the birds and fish that we are permitted to have. So one of the signs of the animals, they have to have split hoofs. So the reason is, what's the reason? Right, but why especially this type of sign Hashem has picked to make the animal kosher?
We learn from the animal to stay kosher. It's the only one that is not.
Why the hoof? Why the hoof is a kosher
because
sign?
Your feet takes you where the right place to go.
But if it's complete, it's better. Why should be cut in half?
The only thing is complete is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else is complete in this world. You have to make it possible.
Right, that's true. But we learned about why they have to chew their cud and what's the philosophy behind it. But why the hoofs should not be complete. It has to be cut in half. They don't run as fast. They don't run as fast. They
purify ourselves by doing the miswah. So that's how it is done, become kosher.
Ah, very nice. Azekabar. So now here one lesson is that the animals that their hoofs are cut in half, they're not world runner. They're in a slow pace. So one thing we learn here, as the animals resembles that we should pick up the attitude that they have. So we should not really rush through matters. That means if you have emunah, you make a little effort in any aspects of life. It could be your health, your children, your parnasah, and then the rest you leave to Hashem. But people that they just run and chase, and they think they're doing it, so that means they don't have the kosher sign. The kosher sign here is that you're always calm, nothing bothers you. You go on a very slow pace because you believe that Hashem is in charge. I'm not doing it.
What's the difference between Zerizut and
Dismida? Zerizut means that when you want to do the will of Hashem, like mitzvot, so you have to be very swift, like getting up in the morning. But other things that you're not commanded with, so then you have to leave it to Hashem. You make a little effort and the rest Hashem will take care of. So now, Rabbi Ben Shai explains one of the other messages that the hoofs should be split. So that means your walking has to be split. What does it mean? That means you should not spend your whole day and whole life by eating and sleeping. As Rambam Zatzal brings, that you have to divide your day apart to eat, sleep, and the rest, learn, gain something, you know, help other people. So that's what the half is all about. But if it's fully complete, so then you will sleep all day, some do, you eat all day, many do, and then that's it. But here the hoof is split, that means do half and half, at least.
So for the animal, it's in its own way, it's like half the gashmi, half the ruach.
Yeah, well, yeah, as the famous saying, you should become what you eat. So that's what the kosher science represents. The other message here is that you have to be aware if it's hard for you to be happy, smiling the whole day, at least make it half and half. Half a day depressed, half a day happy. So you can pick, you know, night or day. But it's better, night is better, because when you're sleeping, So you make half, like if you're down, and then the other half happy. But not the whole day, achmu, you know. So that's what the splits are, cut in half. Or you can do like hourly, like 30 minutes happy, 30 minutes not happy. But you cannot be fully now the whole day or the whole hour or the whole week unhappy. So that's why...
You could be happy all day long.
Well, you know, that's what Sadiqim. But normally, the message here is that if, you know, you have a tendency to be on the left side, so at least make it half and half. So that's what the hoofs are, cut in half. And not that, you know, you complain and you're not happy. Why is it like this? I have to go through this. You know, the whole day, whole week, whole life. So that's what the hopes are split to teach us. You have to learn to divide it. Happened to be an interesting story about a husband that keeps telling his wife, you know, please have the dinner ready. You know, to eat late is not healthy. You know, it's hard to get up in the morning. They keep telling her. But never happens. Always, you know, she would say, you know, I was busy, this, that. And he was a very tzaddik husband and would never complain. So one day, when he leaves the work, he smells a very, very pulling smell of kebab. It happened to be his birthday on that day. I mean, tonight, at night, would be, you know, his birthday. So he told himself, you know what, now I'm going to go home, and then I have to wait. So now it's my birthday. Now I have some kebab before my birthday. So he goes, he enters the restaurant, and orders some kebab with goji, with nice tomatoes, barbecue tomatoes. And really enjoys himself. So, you know, now I'm okay. Doesn't matter what's going to happen at home. I don't have to wait. So he arrives home, opens the door. You see, the room is dark. All of a sudden, they turn on the light, big balloons, and you see the whole family is there. Brother, sister, cousin, everybody. And everybody says, surprise, happy birthday. And he sees the table full of food. So he comes close to the table, sees lasagna, cheesecake. How would you feel? Lasagna? You passed on the lasagna? Cheesecake? Ice cream? Dairy ice cream? So what the ishtibahi kerda? Why? Yeah. Once he said, you know, I'm going to enjoy myself. Why? You know, he comes home, sees, ay, ay, ay. Why did I do this? Why did I do this? You like the story? Yeah? Okay, don't forget the story. Back to the hoops, half and half. You know, the... Obviously, we all have challenges in life. Things go wrong. And then, what do? We eat our heart. The Persian, they call it bahre, and it's not kosher. You eat it, and you eat it like the kebab. You eat it, and then there's a big surprise is coming up that Ribbono Shel Olam has sent you, but it's all halavi. You say, ay, 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 why did I put myself through such a pain? I made myself sick. Chas v'shalom. Why? And that's how it is. You know, people, unfortunately, they don't realize that, yes, there are challenges or difficulties, but Chas v'shalom should not wear yourself out because you have, you know, a little bit challenges in life. And that's what we have to learn. Make it half and half, at least, you know. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. And you have to work on your emunah, especially on Chodesh Iyar. It was such a powerful month that we see, Bezat Hashem, lots of Yeshuot. Bezat Hashem, Semachot, Kol Am Yisrael. And all the Gezor Ra'od will be canceled bekarov.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.